visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels here on the Area Coaches Corner. And Coach, I haven't talked to you in a while because you were previously the boys coach at Madison several years ago. You stepped away from that, and now you're back in the coaching and taking over for Bill Neinstead, who stepped down after two seasons. What's it like to be back coaching?
It's really exciting. The 2 years that I was out, it was kind of tough. I did it for some personal reasons. But I tell you what, it's exciting to be back, and I've got a great, great group of girls that I'm working with.
Well, you guys are having some success here early with a 3-0 record, with wins over Yates Center, Uniontown, and Oswego. How do you feel like your girls are playing in these first three games? How do you feel like just your kind of assessment?
I think we've got off to a really good start. They're very excited about what we're doing. They've really bought into what I've brought. And they're really just doing a great job of going out and executing what we need every game. And, you know, experience brings that. I got a good group of juniors and seniors here that really understand the game and know how to play well together. That's making my job a lot easier.
And Jalen Weekly is one of those. She had 31 in your season opener. She had 11 the other night for you guys. Sadie Albert had 17 for you on Tuesday night. But you gotta like the balance that you're getting as well.
That's been the most satisfying part. You look across the board and top to bottom, our first 6-7 players, they're scoring 8, 9, 10, up to 17 points a game. And when you get balanced scoring like that, you become tough to defend, and it just makes your team a lot easier to coach.
And I know with some young pups also involved in the mix, what do you like about your underclassmen? You mentioned, having a good group of juniors and seniors, but there's got to be a few underclassmen that are maybe getting some spot minutes and learning from those upperclassmen.
Very much so. Our JV right now is actually 3-0 also. And that's a group of nice, sophomores and freshmen that are doing a really, really good job. We have a sophomore on our varsity squad, Jenna Thompson, and she's just been really, really good right now. She's been rebounding the ball well. She's scoring, when she needs to, and just playing solid defense. So we have really, really good underclassmen, yet definitely to go along with our upperclassmen. So, I think top to bottom, I have a strong program right now.
And I know you've done some good things with the boys program, and how do you kind of want to have that with the girls program? And I mean, the girls program has been solid the last several years. I remember when your daughter Callie played for Madison as well, but I know you guys trying to have a solid foundation down there.
Oh, very much so. And even all the way down through our junior high, my wife coaches there, Mary Daniels. And, she's done a great job with those kids. And so they just keep filtering in. And we've got good, smart basketball players coming up through our program. And it just makes your job a lot easier at the high school level when they come in knowing kind of what you're running and what you want and what to expect. And definitely our program's going to stay strong here for a long time, I believe.
Visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels here on the Area Coaches Corner. And, Coach, continuing play in the Marmaton Valley Tournament, or has that wrapped up yet for you guys?
We play tonight in the championship round against Northeast Arma.
All right. So a good test after one day of practice in between games. So just talking about tonight, playing three games in 4 days, four and almost in six, do you feel like the girls have prepared for this type of scenario?
Oh, very much so. I think all these young ladies knew coming into this season with all the starters back, I think they knew that they needed to come in ready to go. And I feel like they spent a good amount of their time in their off season between volleyball and basketball getting themselves in shape, because we look really good right now as far as being physically ready to go. But yeah, when you get a game, a week where you have four games in 6-7 days, you definitely have to work between those and rest their legs. And, you know, it's more a mental preparation than it is any kind of physical preparation right now. And I think these young ladies have done a great job with that. And, you know, it's showing with our record for sure.
And next week, Lyon County League play begins with a trip to Lebo on Tuesday. We'll have that game for you here on Country 101.7 FM. Then you have Waverly coming up next Friday, and then you take the holiday break off and you get some practice time in, spend time with the family around the holidays, and then come back on January 7th when you take on Opie, and we'll have that game as well. I believe we'll have that on Mix 104.9. I believe Kansas State basketball plays that night. So after tonight, Coach, it's going to be a gauntlet in the Lyon County League. And talking with Waverly coach Ty Piper earlier, he's probably going to say that you're probably going to say the same thing with the Lyon County League being a gauntlet and, you know, no nights off.
That's exactly right. From top to bottom, our league is very tough. I think it's one of the best leagues in the state. And, you know, when you step into Lyon County League play, you better be prepared and ready to go every night. If you take a night off, you know, you're going to get a loss in there. And so it's definitely tough, and gauntlet is definitely the word that describes the Lyon County League for sure.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time as always. Good to be able to talk to you again, and I look forward to our chats every other week here on the Area Coaches Corner. And best of luck tonight against Northeast, and then best of luck next week with Lebo and Waverly, and then best of luck on January 7th against Opie, and have a Merry Christmas, and talk to you again on January 9th here on the Area Coaches Corner.
Dylan, thank you very much. I always appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys. I appreciate the coverage you give our kids, and I'm excited to be back and get this season rolling.
That's Madison Girls Basketball Coach Brett Daniels joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.